Week three of high school football will take place tonight with Beloit St. John's Tipton hosting Lincoln in Tipton. Smith Center will host Norton. Pike Valley will travel to Rock Hills, Osborne at Victoria, Thunder Ridge at Hill City, Sylvan Lucas at Stockton, and Lakeside will host Logan Palco for homecoming. Tonight in Beloit, the christening and grand opening of the Matus Family Sports Complex will begin with a pregame tailgate at 5 p.m. with supper, family entertainment, kids activities, field recognition, celebration at 6, homecoming crowning at 6:30, and the big showdown for what everybody's been waiting for the Matus Family Sports Complex. Opening of the complex with a football game against number one ranked and defending 2A champion Southeast of Saline at 7 p.m. We'll have all the coverage on KZDY 96.3 with pregame at 6:45 p.m. Southeast Saline coach Mitch Gebhardt congratulates the community of Beloit, says it's a great football town, and he and his team will be glad to come play the Trojans on their home field on the first ever game at the new Matus Family Sports Complex.
You know, and we were fortunate enough to be able to play our first game on our new turf last week. So it's kind of cool to go up and get to play Beloit on their new turf and be the first ones that play a game on it. Like I said, we always know that when we play Beloit, Coach Gober does an outstanding job with his guys up there and his coaching staff. And Beloit's a football town, so we know that anytime we play Beloit, it's going to be a knockdown drag out, and I'm sure this one will be also. You know, I feel like our kids have done a good job so far this year. We're 2-0, which is where we want to be. But we're looking forward to playing Friday or playing Beloit on Friday. You know, and they those are two that pop in my head. But there's so many more too. I think their offensive defensive lines are outstanding, and have been for years. You know, they do a good job with everything they do. Their schemes. Their coaching staff is great. Like I said, Beloit's a football town. So anytime you play Beloit, you know, anytime you mention 2 or 3A football, Beloit is always in the conversation. So, you know, then they always have good kids. And like you said, those two seniors there have been leaders for them for several years.